welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. This episode, entitled Fitzgibbon Fizz, takes a detailed look at the Fitzgibbon Cup. The Fitzgibbon Cup is the first division third level college hurling competition. It is very highly regarded in hurling circles as a stepping stone for intercounty players in making the transition from the minor to senior grade. During this documentary, we will speak to Fitzgibbon hurlers from LIT about their experiences in the competition, as well as representatives of the GAA and LIT hurling management.
James Cahill is my name. I'm from a small area in Galway called Capitagal. I'm 21 on Sunday, actually. And a small family. I have two sisters, two parents, obviously. Well, my home hurling club is called Capitagal. We're relatively small. We're not too big, you know, but we had a good bit of success this year. We won the county title, won the Connacht title, won the league title, and got to that Ireland final there last Sunday. But unfortunately, we got beaten by a better team. But overall, it was a great year. A lot of hard working people in the club, so overall success.
My name is Joe Canning. I'm 20 years of age, doing business and marketing in LIT second year. Portumna is the home hurling club. We've been successful over the past couple of years, been in six county finals, won two All Ireland club titles as well along the way. So looking to try and win another one this year.
My name is Willie Hyland. I'm from Ballacolla in County Laois, and I'm 20 years of age and second year now in LIT. Marketing and management. The home club is Cluck Ballacolla. We're senior at the moment, and we've got the last two senior semi-finals. The last county final we won was in, I think it was in 1918, so we've a long bridge to trying to get over, so we're there or thereabouts every year anyway.
First year at college can be extremely tough for all students. For the majority, it is their first time leaving home, and they are still in their teens. This programme looks at students in Limerick who have got involved in sporting activities during their freshers' year at college. We'll speak to students and those behind the scenes about the importance of sports in their lives and the highs and lows of what is involved.
For incoming first years, I would definitely advise them to get involved in a club or a society, anything at all, because straight away you've got this huge group of new friends and people sharing your own interests.
Left of the Field is a documentary based on minority sports. Everybody knows about sports like GA, rugby and soccer. These are sports with a massive fan base, but there are many lower profile sports being played in Limerick, such as rowing, volleyball, American football and triathlon. There's always
been a quiet place. My name is Rachel Meehan. My main interest is rowing. I'm also a fourth year student in University of Limerick, and I am currently the women's captain in the boat club there. Rowing is kind of big in my family, but I myself didn't actually start until I was in third year in college. And I was kind of roped into it by a friend and then got hooked on it and couldn't stop. It's fairly big in Limerick, but insofar as that it doesn't get a lot of coverage in the media and isn't known by a lot of people outside the rowing community, then I would say, yeah, it is.
Welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. This series takes a look at various sports and events which take place in Limerick throughout the year. Sport has an incredible ability to evoke heartfelt emotion from all involved. It is with this in mind that competitions are organised to commemorate members of the community who have lost their lives in tragic circumstances. This documentary follows the story of the O'Brien Cup, a rugby competition created to honour the lives of Andrew and John O'Brien. On the 26th of September 1994, a fire broke out in a three-story apartment in Brighton, Boston, claiming the lives of the two brothers. Earlier that year, Andrew had come to Boston after qualifying as an electrician, while John arrived in June, getting a job in a local furniture company. However, John was due to return home for the start of the academic year as he was studying applied physics in the University of Limerick. In 1995, the two colleges of LIT and UL came together to create a rugby competition which is now known as the O'Brien Cup and is played between the two colleges each year.
So you're here as part of the memorial. You know about the O'Brien brothers?
As far as I know, there was one brother who played rugby with LIT, and then there was a second brother who was in the rowing club and in UL men's rugby club, and they both tragically died over in Boston, as I'm sure you know. But yeah, it was set up, I think it was 95 was the first year of the game, and since then it's been going on every year. I think more interest has come up in the last couple of years. It kind of died for a while, but I mean, with the new rugby club that's in place, they kind of reinvented it and tried to make it a bit more popular or whatever. So yeah, no, it's a good crowd here now. There's a good 200-300 people, and sure, you know, as long as they know what it's about as well. I mean, there's enough flyers going around about it as well, so nah, everybody's fairly well educated on what it's about, and it's good to see the sport.
Welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. Throughout this series, each programme has taken a look at various sports and competitions that are at the heart of the college sport in Limerick. In this episode, we deal with women's basketball in the College of Mary Eye. Despite the team winning several local leagues, there has been little recognition within the college thus far. Over the next half hour, we will speak with various players and management who have been involved throughout the years. They will focus on their experiences within the sport and why they think it lacks the recognition it deserves. How knowledgeable are the students of Mary Eye about the basketball team? We took to the campus to find out.
I'm really sorry to say I know nothing. I think I'd like to though, because I think for the teams it'd be better if we had, like, we could see their fixtures and that and kind of get behind the Mary Eye players.
I'm the same. I kind of don't know a lot. One of my friends plays, but like I haven't heard a lot about it at all. So I don't know. It's not really known. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, next semester it'll be more known, because I think it would be a good thing to do. Like, it'd be fun.
I know nothing about the basketball team. I didn't even know we had one. I knew we had more GAA teams, but I didn't realise we had a basketball team.
Welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. This documentary, entitled The Arena, takes a look at Ireland's largest sporting facility. How did such a major sporting facility come to be built in Limerick?
Well, I suppose history would dictate one thing, and our determination would probably be the other half of it. In the early 70s, even before Thomond College, on the campus here was the National College of Physical Education. So there's a national remit for physical education, for sports science, and that area. And a lot of high profile people would have come here in the early days, in the Gaelic Games with the Pat Spillanes and the Yogi Mornings with the Tony Wards and the Brian Mullinses and people like that. So we had a national remit, and it was the only place for physical education in Ireland. So we kind of sent out people into the field from that, and it was always associated as kind of a centre of sport and of, I suppose, professional sport